Welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show, powered by 13th Avenue Media. We are very excited to take you on a journey to learn more about the incredible businesses, nonprofits, and community leaders that are here in Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. If you feel so inclined, please share this with somebody who might also enjoy it, subscribe, and write a review. Thank you for joining us and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show. We are here to amplify your businesses. I'm Sharon Feckety. I am with 13th Avenue Media, which this podcast show is powered by. You're losing my words already in the beginning of the show. I have the lovely Amanda Payne, President and CEO of Amplify Clearwater, with me. Say hello to the audience, Amanda.
Good morning, everyone.
Good afternoon or good evening.
Yeah, right.
It's what we always say together.
Depending on when you're listening.
It's our thing. So we are very excited today that we have the Sofianos. Did I say your last name right?
You did. That's this half. Susie Sofianos, David Teixeira.
You see, I only got word about Sofiano, which I feel like saying it like that. Sofiano.
She's the boss. She's the boss anyway, so.
Listen, you think I didn't know that already?
Right?
So welcome to the show. I'm very excited for everybody to learn about the Clearwater Beach app, which I just downloaded and was looking through, and I have many questions, but I want you to first just say hello. Thanks for coming today.
Well, thanks for having us. Actually, we're excited to be here. We love this area already. It's beautiful.
So how long have you been here?
Gosh, we just launched our app. Just went live in the markets in the Apple market and the Google Map. Probably or a Google Play. A month now. We've been here a month now.
That's just great.
Well,
we've been here 2 months, but we've been live 1 month.
Our app has been live for a month. Correct.
Right. So strangely enough, I happen to know a little bit about apps and how long it takes. So. Yeah, it's not easy. It takes a while, especially now. It's a crowded market, but if you have a great app, and especially because, I mean, who doesn't want to come to Clearwater and Clearwater Beach and know about the area? So an app is always a great way to navigate. So tell us how you decided to start an app.
Well, our story didn't start too long ago, to be honest with you. I myself have been in the fitness industry. I've started and developed a couple of fitness chains over the course of the last 30 years. Back in February, when the whole COVID fiasco started, that is terrible.
It's okay. Listen, my dog might bark, and who knows?
I'll shut these off,
Amanda.
Shut it off. We're sorry.
It's okay. We're in a pandemic. You know, we have a lot of patients today.
Okay. So basically, back in February. Being in the business for 30 years, the fitness industry, I saw what was happening and I knew what was going to come down with such a contagious disease as COVID-19 is. And I knew that we'd be getting shut down. And sure as can be, we got shut down. Immediately, I thought about the health club industry, where it's going to go. We don't know. Group classes, that type of thing, with everybody being separated. I was very uncertain about the future of the fitness business. Very uncertain. So we decided to pivot. We said, you know what? Let's back up ourselves here. And we have a very good friend that's been in the IT business for a long, long time. And he said, you guys ought to think about doing some apps. And of course, I'm a dinosaur. We're dinosaurs. We're like, apps? What in the world? What do we do with apps? Right. I said to him, I don't even have apps on my phone. He goes, let me see. I didn't realize I had 105 apps downloaded on my phone and not even realizing it. You know, our Expedia app, our Amazon app, our Delta app, our you name it. And we had lots of apps. So I said, I guess I am in the app market. I didn't even realize it. So after talking with Tim, that he's been in it for 10 years and developing successful apps, which are very difficult to get through Apple and Google. I mean, there are so many different requirements they have. They're very careful on who they accept for apps. I decided to bring Tim on, and we decided to do some apps. Now, the unique thing about our apps is we own the name. We own Clearwater Beach. So
a good name to own.
Oh my gosh. Do you know that in the app market, it's being searched between 600,000 and 1.1 million times a month in the app market.
Oh.
Nobody was getting that traffic. Nobody was. So we just couldn't believe that nobody owned a name. So Tim, in order to own a name, you have to be able to build and get accepted an app through the app markets. And that's what he has done. We originally started out way back in February in Key West. So we started out in Key West and we developed 5 wonderful apps down there. The Key West restaurants, Key West charters, Key West coupons, Key West rentals. And it just blew up for us. We had hundreds of businesses that want to jump on board. It's an emerging market that this new generation from 20 to 40 everybody's just got their face in their phone all day long. Again, we thought that being a dinosaur, like I said, we thought that the dot-com market is where everybody still goes. 8 out of 10 folks now are searching for things in the app stores. So we thought it was going to be a good fit for us. I have a marketing background from college, graduated with that degree, business association marketing, with a marketing degree, and we decided to start launching these apps and start getting involved with the community. It's beautiful how the apps tie in the community too, and we'll explain that soon.
Yeah, I have so many questions. So Susie, Are you too from the fitness industry?
No, I have a little bit of sales background. Yeah, Dave got involved in this and I thought this is such a cool way to go into the future, especially with the COVID.
Sure.
And we've been having a lot of fun. It's really a fun business to be in. Everybody here has been very receptive towards us. Really enjoying it.
Yeah, so I love apps. Well, I own a media company, right? So I am, I started an app when I was running a pediatric practice. So that's why I said I know how difficult it is. But that was 10 years ago because right. I love technology. And I think that the only way to secure your stake in a business is to be involved in some form of technology. Hence, you know, why Amplify Clearwater is so innovative, because they're doing a show, a podcast, and they're very, very active on platforms to get information out about businesses that are in Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. So just to understand about your app, I know that you have all of the hotels listed, all of the great beaches, you know, I mean, who doesn't want to go to Clearwater Beach, all of the tourist information, restaurants. But there's also information for people that are seeking a job right now, which isn't that so super helpful. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the way we had to design everything was to tie into the community. We're tied into all, like you said, you've looked at our app. So we're tied into all the Twitter accounts for Clearwater, the municipal website you folks have, the police department, all the social medias in the area. And on one of our tabs, I don't know if you can see, on our tabs, we can go to local information.
We won't be able to see it. And that's okay, we have a little video recording of your app, which we're gonna show everybody on our media team. Yeah, you know, we're pretty forward thinkers over here.
I guess so.
So it's very exciting. Now, because Amanda and I are always thinking about our businesses that are a part of Amplify Clearwater, can you tell us how the businesses can get involved and how that can help get traction to their own businesses by, I assume, which I pretty much know the answer to, them advertising on your platform?
Absolutely, absolutely. That is obviously the revenue side of the app for us is when businesses advertise with us. The rest of tying the Clearwater Beach community in is also so important. We have a locals discount card where when businesses tie into us and advertise online, they can go into our local discount category if they want to offer the locals the discount. Now it's great when the tourists are here and things are flying, but we always want to try and help support everybody in the off season, that type of thing. I mean, Clearwater and Clearwater Beach obviously lives off of tourism for a good part of the year. But this also helps bolster up the businesses when uh, when the tourists aren't here too. Some of the app features, incredible for businesses. For the restaurants, we have online ordering. Folks can online order in a delivery system. It works exactly like if you order Domino's, you can track your order. The order goes right into the restaurants and it makes it so much easier. And they're not paying the absorbent 30 to 40% to some of the other companies, which I won't name, some of the other companies that are charging that for their delivery of their food and that type of thing. So, we have the ability to do push notifications. A lot of our businesses will buy push notifications. They have specials coming up. Cooters having a giant, the next 3 days, stone crab. They've done push notifications too. So every registered user, which, by the way, guys, our first month here live, over 84,000 registered users already.
Yeah,
our first month, yes. Wow. So we have a database of over 84,000 folks now with their emails, their addresses, everything, which I'm sure some of the hotels and people around will be interested in the future to stay in contact with these people. Those are folks that are either been here already, are coming here, or are here that have downloaded our app just to use the wonderful discounts and things that are on there, get their information. So it's so convenient and easy because everybody's buried in their phone all day long. So the businesses pay a very, very small fee to be on.
All right, so I'm going to stop you there for a second. How candid can you be here today? Can you tell us the cost?
Of course.
Yay!
Yes.
Of course, you have special pricing for members of Amplify Clearwater. We'll talk about that later.
Yes. Well, to have your business listing in our app and have a coupon in the coupon section also, which is really the hook, guys. You really want to put something in there to hook the folks in. Your business listing is fine if you're looking to just keep branding and get your name out there and have another avenue of marketing. But with the coupon, we're finding tremendous results already around here. One of our advertisers, her first week, she got 15 coupons back. She goes, guys, we've already paid for the next 3 years of marketing with you. So our cost for to be on the business listing and have a coupon in the coupon section, $299, not a month, for the year.
Sign me up.
$299 for the year, guys. Also, the other packages that folks like to do, banner ads, for clicks, push notifications. Those are other packages that we have that we sell also. But our basic business listing with a coupon, $299 for the year.
All right. So let me tell you honestly, and then I want to talk to Amanda because I know that she's hot on this this app thing. She's hot on the app train.
app train.
The first thing I looked for was coupons.
Yes.
So you have a section that says coupons because, I mean, I'm a local and I want to know where I'm getting my discounts. It's the same thing because we do a lot of staycations. I think that especially right now during this pandemic, everybody is looking for that extra hookup. You know, I mean, we're going on a weekend trip. We're going to Naples because we've already stayed at every hotel on Clearwater Beach. now that, I know I can get a coupon discount maybe with the hotels. So it's so fantastic. So I think that anybody that is listening, we're living in difficult times. I was talking to my own team today about, our only opportunity to get the word out about business today is what we're doing today. We are online. We are doing something that is virtual. And so we have to do that. All of our events, which I also saw, which I loved, that you guys have a section for events on the app as well. Tell everybody.
Yes, we do. Yeah, the events section is wonderful because depending on who wants to use it, we've had in Key West, we've had the city use our events to promote some of their different things that they had going on. The LGBT community down there has also used our event section to run some of their different things that they've had. Of course, the event category hasn't in the last couple of months because of the COVID, we're still waiting to come out, has been utilized as much as it had in the first 3 months that we put out there, but it's out there.
That's great. You froze a little bit there.
It ties everybody in.
You froze a little bit just for a second. That's okay.
Sorry.
You're good. Not your fault.
I'm not sure what part you heard, but
we heard what we needed to hear. We heard that you would be very, very smart to have your events listed on the app. That's what we heard. So Amanda, why don't you share with them about how much you love apps? I mean,
I also have toddlers and I think they love apps more than I do. I mean, my goodness, if you looked at my iPad and phone, 2/3 of them are for them. And I probably have a lot more than than you have downloaded on yours. So to the point where Apple's saying, you're running out of storage. But no, I mean, I have to say it was a pleasure to meet Susie, and I love their concept from the very beginning when she came into the office and showed me the app. It's very attractive, and that's what Sharon and I were talking about before you came on the show. It's very visually appealing, and I think that goes a long way in retaining people, because there's apps that I download that I think I don't like this, and I delete it within a day or two, right? So I think that's the other part of it as well, is making sure that it's an app that is constantly updated, constantly supported, and attractive to the end user. And I think you've done a great job at it. So we're happy to have you here, happy to have you a part of Amplify Clearwater, and just look forward to supporting you and continuing to help you grow it.
Well, we appreciate that.
There's some stuff for your kids on the app too. I don't know if you noticed the coloring.
Right. Yes, which is great. I mean, there really is. There's something for everybody, right?
Yeah. we try to cover all facets, and we agree with you. The quality of the app was so key, and that's why they're so expensive to build too. When you do a quality app,
they're very expensive. I know. I work with a lot of clients that are building apps. Nobody knows how much work goes into it until they're actually doing it, right?
Correct.
It's kind of like building an extension on your home. Just when you think you've hit the budget, it exceeds by $100,000.
Automatically double.
Yes, exactly. So I have a question. I don't know if you can answer, but I'm interested about, do you have a way to isolate if the people that are signing up are local Clearwater and Clearwater Beach residents and business owners?
Yes, we have. Everybody who wants to, obviously all our business owners are registered, of course, with us through. For our locals card, we have a locals category on here. Locals card, folks have to put in, of course, their email and their address where they live to qualify as a local, to be able to use the local discounts. It says on our card that you may or may have to show your ID, depending on the business, if that's what the business requires, if they want to see your local ID. So is that part of your question?
That's what I wanted to know. I mean, I'm thinking about our local businesses that are members of Amplify that want to, of course, it's great to capitalize for the restaurants and the hotels for the tourists that are coming through. But when we're talking about, I don't know, we just talked to a lobbyist the other minute, actually. It was just a few minutes before we started talking to you. We have, you know, recruiting companies that could be very helpful with, because you have the opportunity for a job search. So so I think it's very helpful. I'm very excited about what you're doing, Clearwater Beach app. Are you from New York originally, is my next question.
I am from the Boston area. Every time I talk to my mom or my brothers, for a week or two, I park the car in Harvard Yard. Yes, but I've concentrated over the years of being away from there, of
toning down the accent.
Down the accent.
Yes, I understand that. I am from New York, so.
Oh.
Yes, and since I was, you know, my parents are from Ireland, I wasn't allowed to speak that way, I toned it down, especially when you come here.
I've done the same thing, but once in a while, it does slip out after I talk to family. Who all still live back there. So,
well, I'll tell you one more thing too. And I think it's great that you switched to app. Are you still a part of the fitness industry, or are you done with that?
You know, I'm phasing out of the fitness industry. 30 years in the business. Built a club chain in the Boston area, up to 13 clubs. Got bought out by Bally's way back whenever. Started another chain in the Michigan area. Built that up to 12 clubs. And now it doesn't look like we're going to be able to reopen successfully here because of all the back rent and everything that's owed. So I am effectively out of the fitness industry as of very recently too.
Right. Well, Amanda, I know, does hot yoga. So she's not going to that gym. And I do video on demand now to work out, and have since the beginning of this year. So I think that making that shift towards, the technology world was a great pivot for you guys. So really,
we agree. We agree with you. Thank you.
Yeah. So Amanda, we are going to have to remove some of the storage from the kids and put the Clearwater Beach app on your phone.
That's right. It's, well, it's on free.
Well, there you go.
It's free to download for everybody. So It's real easy and it's very user-friendly, you know? And guys, remember, we own the name. So no matter what, every search anybody does around the world, we come to the top. We're the top of the search every time. The Clearwater Beach app will be at the top.
Love it.
This is very, very big for businesses listening today.
Yes. Agree.
To have that type of success in the first month.
Well, the return on investment is, I mean, you can't think about it, guys. You can barely make up flyers one time for a couple $100, $200, you know, it's, and for the exposure to have, I mean, again, these folks already are being, the businesses on are exposed to 84,000 folks that have already downloaded our first month. Our first month live. It is amazing. And you just, it's just so still hard for me to comprehend, being a dinosaur and a .com guy, that folks are all, they're going now to the app store to find what they want. It's just amazing.
And Susie, I'm so sorry that you also have to deal with somebody up north. I feel this way for my husband. I'm from New York. Yeah. We kind of take over a little bit. So
we feel okay.
Hey. You. Amanda, right? Amanda, yes. I don't have to worry about Sharon talking.
She's just gonna keep Amanda on. And I'll stick together.
That's right.
What can I say? I went from being a triple A to an A. I'm starting to mellow out in my older age.
So. We all need that yin and yang, and you guys are great. We're so happy.
Thank you so much, guys.
Today, I'm sure you're happy to be a part of Amplify Clearwater.
Yes,
what
we are.
Would you be? Right,
yes.
Since you have this wonderful app. Thank you so much. We highly recommend everybody download this free app, and the businesses might want to hit these two up. All the information is in the bio and the show notes. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. We're honored to be on. You folks are great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show. And we'd love for you to share it with somebody else who might be interested in learning more about Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. To learn more about sponsorship, please reach out to Jennifer Burrow. Her email address is Jenny, JENI@AmplifyClearwater.com. Thank you.